नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 एंटाइटल्ड टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीना बर्हि। टेक्स्ट 1 प्राचीन बर्हि उवाच भगवन् ते वचः अस्माभिः न सम्यक् अवगम्यते कवयः तत् विजानन्ति न वयम् कर्म मोहिताः। प्राचीन बर्हिर्वाच भगवंस्ते वाचोस्माभिर् भगवंस्ते वाचोस्माभिर् न सम्यग् अवगम्यते न सम्यग् अवगम्यते कवयस्तद्विजानन्ति कवयस्तद्विजानन्ति न वयं कर्म मोहिताः न वयं कर्म मोहिताः भगवंस्ते वाचोस्माभिर् न सम्यगवगम्यते कवयस्तद्विजानन्ति न वयं कर्म मोहिताः भगवंस्ते वाचोस्माभिर् न सम्यगवगम्यते कवयस्तद्विजानन्ति न वयं कर्म मोहिताः भगवंस्ते वाचोस्माभिर् न सम्यगवगम्यते कवयस्तद्विजानन्ति न वयं कर्म मोहिताः। माताजीज भगवं ते वाचोऽस्मादि नासं यज्ञवगम्यते कायस्तद्विजानन्ति सम्यगवगम्यते यस्तद्विजानन्ति वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् प्राचीनबर्हिर्वाच किङ्ग् प्राचीनबर्हि सेड् भगवन् ओ मै लार्ड् ते युवर् वचः वर्ड्स् अस्माभिः बयस् न नेवर् सम्यक् पर्फेक्ट्लि अवगम्यते आर् अण्डर्स्टुड् कवयः दोस् हु आर् एक्स्पर्ट् तत् दट् विजानन्ति केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् न नेवर् वयं वी कर्म बै फ्रूटिव् एक्टिविटीस् मोहिताः एन्चाण्टेड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् अण्ड् पर्पट् बै डिवैन् ग्रेस् ए सि भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामि प्रभुपाद् ट्रान्स्लेशन् किङ्ग् प्राचीना बर्हि रिप्लैड् मै डियर् लार्ड् we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of king puranjana actually those who are perfectly in spiritual knowledge can understand but for us we are overly attached to fruitive activities to realize the purpose of your story is very difficult please repeat responsibly king prachina barhi replied My dear Lord, we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of King Puranjana. Actually, those who are perfect in spiritual knowledge can understand, but for us who are overly attached to fruitive activities, to realize the purpose of your story is very difficult. Purport by His Divine Grace. In Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Lord Krishna says, Tribhir gunam hirbhavair yebhi sarvamidham jagat mohitam nabhijanati mamebhya paramam avyayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Generally, people are enchanted by the three modes of material nature and therefore practically unable to understand that behind all materialistic activities in the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Generally, when people are engaged in sinful or pious activities, they are not perfect in knowledge of devotional service. The allegorical story narrated by Narada Muni to King Barhishman is especially meant to engage conditioned souls in devotional service. The entire story narrated allegorically is easily understood by a person in devotional service, but those who are engaged not in devotional service but in sense gratification cannot perfectly understand it. That is admitted by King Barhishman. This 29th chapter describes that by too much attachment for women, one becomes a woman in the next life. But a person who associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative becomes free from all material attachment and is thus liberated. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Blangayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vanchakalpatarabhyasya Kripasindabhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastacha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the previous chapters of this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have read how the sons of Prachinabarhi, when they were asked to get married and conduct their family life, they first wanted to do tapasya. So, in the course of going for the tapasya, they had the good fortune of meeting Lord Shiva, who actually instructed them tapasya should be directed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So these sons, when they were undergoing this tapasya of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prachinabarhi, who is the father, he was very busy in conducting the fruitive activities. The sons were doing devotional service, the father is very busy arranging different kinds of yajnas and other kinds of fruitive activities. So Narada Muni took compassion on Prachinabarhi. Yeah, pure devotee of the Lord, when he finds somebody lacks in Krishna consciousness, he takes compassion. Compassion doesn't mean that somebody should be suffering materially. The lack of Krishna consciousness itself is a suffering. A conditioned soul cannot understand, a pure devotee can understand, and he takes compassion. So even though he was the king, emperor of the whole world, and because he was lacking in Krishna consciousness, Narada Muni said that, okay, let me teach him a lesson. If you tell the person that straight away, hey, you are doing wrong, you get, it's very difficult to accept. Shri Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Anuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki. Somebody may be wrong, you tell the person you are wrong, he doesn't accept it. No, I am not wrong. You are wrong. Nature, defense mechanism, you just defend. Even if you are right or wrong, you defend. So, to avoid such kind of situation, here, Narada Muni thought that, okay, I will teach him, but I will teach him with an allegorical story, allegory. So, in the previous couple of chapters, we have read how Narada Muni explained to Prachinabarhi the story of Puranjana. Puranjana, the living entity who is absorbed in enjoying various sense objects of this material world. So, he also explained how when he was so much attached to his wife Puranjani at the time of death, he explained the whole thing, this is a couple of chapters, how he became woman in the next lifetime as daughter of Vidarbha, Vaidarbhi. So Puranjana, man, became a woman in the next life. Then what happened? This woman, Vaidarbhi, she was serving her husband nicely, and then the husband is dead and she is crying. So at that point of time, a old friend of Puranjana comes and says, "Hey, why are you crying? You know, you are the same Puranjana, no? You are not this body. You know, you are supposed to be performing spiritual activity." Enlightening about the nature of spiritual life and how one should be engaged in spiritual activity. That is how the previous chapter concluded, how Puranjana became woman, and the woman at the time of death was enlightened by the instruction of an old friend. After hearing this, Prachina Bargi said, "Wait a minute, you told a very nice story. That story is very nice, but I don't understand, what are you trying to convey to me?" Even though he says, a person who is more realized may understand it, but I am little bit, you know, thoda kam lag raha hai mereko. Difficult to understand. Can you please give a purport? You gave a sloka, you give a purport for it. This is the situation. An allegory is a kind of situation, a similar analogy, kind of thing. And the analogy is given so that if you cannot understand the real meaning to be conveyed, by means of another thing which is very similar, which you can easily understand, you can get the right point. Exactly like a day-to-day example you can give. Suppose the son is not studying well for the exam. Exam time. Exams are already over, but then, suppose if it is exam time, the son is, instead of studying, he is telling the father, "Father, I am going to the movie. Then he calls the son, "Okay, sit down, I want to tell you a story. Something like a movie." "Oh, achha, movie, I like it. Okay, tell me." There was once upon a time, there was one student, and he was, when the exam time came, he told his father that he's going to a movie. And his father told him, "Please don't go to the movie." He didn't listen. He went to the movie, and actual exam day came, he saw the question paper was full of writing, and he wanted to write on the answer paper, nothing was coming, it was blank. And then he gave that answer paper, and then he failed the examination. All his friends, they never went to movie. And they wrote the examination, they all passed, and this person failed. Then after failing, he went to his friends and they advised him, "Don't go to movie, study well." Then he actually studied well. In the next attempt, he passed and then he got a good job. And one of another friend, he kept on failing and he was not getting any job, and he was sitting at home and suffering. So this is the story. After hearing the story, son is telling, "I don't really understand, what are you trying to convey to me? Can you please explain a little bit further?" He's wanting to go to the movie anyway. The real thing is that don't go to movie. Instead of telling that, I'm telling a story. You can't understand this, what can I do? In the same way, Narada Muni so elaborately explained about, in a couple of chapters, not just, at least 2-3 chapters, he was explaining about the story of Puranjana in details about all, intricate thing of the enjoyment of this material world. And Prachina Bari is actually doing that. He was doing the fruitive activity. In spite of that, he says, "Can you please explain a little further, what are you trying to convey?" So this is the nature of a person who is absorbed in materialistic activity. He can't understand, he can't think further than the actual activity that he is doing. So, here Prabhupada is explaining how one who is deluded by the modes of material nature does not understand the real purpose of this material creation. Quotes Bhagavad Gita. This material world is filled with so many wonderful things. Most of the times, very attractive to the senses. Those objects which are attracting to the senses, they are called sense objects. Filled with so many kinds of sense objects. Some objects can give pleasure to eyes, some object pleasure to hands, skin, different objects, different sense pleasures. So, this entire manifestation, cosmic manifestation, filled with various objects of sense pleasure, is compared to a tree which is upside down. Urdhva moolam adashakam. Moolam, the roots are down, branches are up. Roots are generally down, these roots are up, the branches are down. Moolam is root, urdhva moolam. Roots are going up, branches are coming down. Normally you see, root is going down, branches going up. Ashwattam prahur avyaham. Ashwattam, this is compared to a banyan tree. A banyan tree, roots are going up. You cannot see underground, whereas in the banyan tree you can see actually the roots are coming. Right? It's going up, branches are coming down. It is compared here, Ashwatha, it could be any other tree also, you know. Because this tree, banyan tree, it is very difficult to find out where is it beginning and where is it ending. The characteristic of banyan tree is that from the banyan tree branch, there can be a support coming, a root kind of thing. And once it touches the ground, earth, then it becomes actually support, it becomes a trunk afterwards. Like that, two more, four more, like that, the original trunk, it may even die, these trunks will take care of it and it will carry on. In Chennai, there is a place called Adyar, Theosophical Society there. There is a huge banyan tree. And I don't know when it is coming. It's called Adyar Alamaram. No? This is Ashwatha tree. It occupies such a huge area, people don't even know which was the original trunk now. So many trunks are there, but original one nobody knows. So it can go on and on and on without stopping. Ashwattam, banyan tree. So, Lord Krishna explains that this tree, the reflection, it is like a reflection. You don't find any tree in the material world whose roots are going up, branches are coming down. You can find only as a reflection in a lake. Suppose there is a lake, stand still water, lake. On the other side of the lake, if there is a tree, the reflection of the tree, you can see it is upside down. Otherwise, normal tree you don't find. You can find the reflection of a tree, it's possible. And this tree of material existence is nourished by the three modes of material nature. Nourishment, water has to come. You know, a tree means some water is necessary. And the three modes of material nature is the nourishing factor of this tree of material existence. So, so this tree produces different kinds of fruits. These fruits are different objects of sense gratification. And the living entity, he sees, hey, that's a nice fruit, chalo, let me enjoy. This fruit nice, that fruit nice, different taste. Different taste, one tree with many tastes. Different tastes of fruit, not only one fruit. It's not like mango tree, only mango. It will have all kinds of fruits, all kinds of sense enjoyment. So, in this way, when the living entity, he sees so many nice things are there, It doesn't worry about where the tree is coming from, what is happening to it. Now I am happy, I am on one branch. This branch tree fruits are nice, then I will enjoy this, then I will go to another branch. I don't worry about where the branch is coming from, no big deal. So in this way, when the living entity is in the mood of enjoying, he doesn't know that what is the purpose in life. Why is the tree and what is he doing here? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvajah ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. All these things are created by gunas, the nourishing factor. Guna is three gunas. Mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Sattva, rajas and tamas. So even though the modes of material nature are making the different activities possible, producing the fruits and making the person to enjoy, the living entity thinks, no, I am the person who climbed the tree. I am enjoying. Ahamkara vimudatma. Aham. I am the enjoyer. When he thinks like that, then he is just very happy with this tree and this entire situation. I am okay. Everything is fine. There is nothing more is required. Conditioned state. He is bound. And is binding. So these three modes are also compared to three ropes. Three ropes. These are binding the living entity. And this binding, the fundamental principle of this binding is attraction between male and female. Pumsa striya mituni bhava metam tayo mito hridaya granti mahu ato graga kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Again, I am the enjoyer. The living entity, the relation between pumsa, striya, male and female, mituni bhava metam, when they are engaged physically, physical engagement. Tayo mito hridaya granti mahu. Hearts, when the two hearts, so-called love between two people, we put two hearts close. Yes, heart is close. Bhagavatam says this is hridaya grantim, this is a knot of the heart. The heart gets knotted. Hridaya grantim, hridaya is heart, hridaya granti mahu. Ato graga kshetra sutapta vitte. When the heart's knot become tight, too much in love means too tight a knot. We love each other very much. Yeah, your knot is very strong. Difficult to unknot it. Difficult to loosen it. Ato graga kshetra sutapta vitte. So that hard knot produces byproducts. Children, house, family, relatives, on and on and on. Ato graga kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam moha. So in illusion, aham ameti, I am the head of the family, this is my family, I have to take care of this one, that one, etc., etc. I and mine, this is what makes the living entity to remain in this material world eternally. Nothing else. If a person has to come out of it, he has to undo it. Undoing, that's very difficult process. Putting the knot is easy, opening the knot is difficult. Sometimes you do like this, you can get a knot. But try to open it, more difficult. So here, it is stated how the living entity, which is deluded by the modes of material nature, he gets attracted to this reflection. This material world is actually the reflection. This tree of this material existence, cosmic existence, is actually a reflection of the original tree of the spiritual world. He gets so much attracted to the reflection. So, this tree of this material existence is so difficult to overcome that it is actually compared to a prison house. Prison house. In this prison house, there are different kinds of prisoners. Some prisoners are shackled with gold chain, golden shackle, gold chain. Some prisoners are shackled with silver chain, and some are with iron. And the fellow who is tied with the golden chain says, see, I am better than you. Ah, yeah, very nice. See, my chain is at least gold, you know, yours is iron. Mera achha hai. But the fact is that the person is tied. Within this tying, one enjoys the how he is shackled, you know, this is mine is gold. Say, what's the problem, you know? This is prison house, Baba. Prison house? It doesn't look like. Where is the wall? Where is the bar? Prison means there should be a wall, compound wall, high-rise wall, not just 8 foot. 18 foot ona chahiye. Arthur Road Jail, you can see the compound wall. Don't have to go inside, from outside. So, I don't, this is prison, doesn't look like prison. A very nice place, all nice things are available. What is this prison? I'm getting everything here. Prison means what? Actually, in the prison, the prisoners are given food. Take this food. He said, see, jailer is serving me. See, I must be a very important person. You know, jailer is coming and he's sending food to me. Food is given not for enjoyment. It is for suffering. Huh? How is that? Food is given to the prisoner so that he doesn't starve and die, so that he will live without any freedom to enjoy outside, that is suffering. Food is given to suffer. Are you? This looks like very strange, you know, contradictory. The food is given so that you continue to live, and in continuously living, you don't get the freedom that outside people are having. Going to movie, going to see, World Cup, going to Juhu Beach and enjoying different things is not available. Minimum facility is given so that you continue to live without this freedom, that is suffering. But where is the compound wall? I don't see the compound. No, this is a prison without compound wall. This is a prison without any shackles, physical. This is a prison without any prison bars. Hey, very strange kind of prison. Yes, very strange. Our prisons, only we are clear. This is Krishna's prison, you know, very special prison. This prison doesn't require a compound wall, doesn't require a shackle. Very wonderful prison. Once, Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was a grahastha, his father got him married, because Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to go and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was running away from the house. Then his father thought that this fellow is running here and there. Let me get him married. Once married, where is he going to go away? Okay. That also a very beautiful woman he brought, like Apsara. Very beautiful woman he brought, and he got him married. He thought that if I get this fellow married with a very beautiful woman, he'll be busy with his wife. Where he'll find happiness? The happiness he'll get. Got him married, and it is said that Raghunath Das Goswami's father was a big zamindar. He had the wealth of a kuvera, money and a woman. What else is required for enjoyment? Chalo, let him get married. In spite of getting married, still he was trying to go. Raghunath Das Goswami's mother told his father, so this fellow is running every time, you know, why don't you get a rope and bind him? Ek rassi leke aao, bandho isko. So if you bind him to that pillar, so he will not run away. His father told his mother that, I have already bound him with a very, very attractive thing of this material world, still he is running. What the pillar will do and this rope will do? Pillar cannot do anything to him. I have got something so attractive, wife. Everybody is anchoring for it. Money he has got so much, everybody is anchoring for it. These two things are there in plenty, still he is running away. What an ordinary rope can do to him? Actual rope that is binding the person is the rope of attraction to the sense object. The sense object is so attractive that you are attracted like a magnet. You are not able to go away from it. Material world. So Krishna created the material world without the compound wall, without bars, without shackles, and he created for a man, woman, that's all. And the design criteria of man and woman is that the man naturally gets attracted to woman, woman naturally gets attracted to man. Design criteria, badal nahi sakta hai. This is how it is designed. So much so that anybody who is normal, quote unquote, he remains here in this prison perpetually. To get out of it, he'll have to act against this natural instinct of attraction. Getting out, he'll have to do something very different than ordinary people doing, ordinary living entities doing. So in this way, when one is actually intelligent enough, he can understand that let me find out where is this tree coming from. It's okay, everything is there, let me find out. So if he climbs the tree up, he will find out the root of the tree. What is it making supporting this tree? That is possible. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. Krishna says outwardly if you see, I will not be seen. I am not physical. How you can see with physical eyes? Exactly like Krishna gives another analogy. Examples are always given. To understand a difficult subject matter, what you can naturally easily understand, that is given to give the original meaning. Krishna gives the example, if there is a pearl necklace, pearls are, each pearl is next to each other and it forms a necklace. So each pearl is like a spherical ball, and if they are forming a necklace like this, something else should be there, you know. If you take a bunch of pearl and throw it like that, everything is going to fall apart. But they are just forming a necklace, that means something else is there. So with our intelligence, we can know that something is connecting between all these things, that is the string. So Krishna says, I am the string of this material existence. I am supporting this material world as the underlying reality. Outwardly you cannot see. I am supporting inside. But without my support, this material world cannot exist. Mattaha parataram na anya kinchidasti dhanyad. There is nothing that is superior to me, Krishna says. So, a person who is intelligent enough, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, if he gets the knowledge about the spiritual soul's nature, then he will find out what is the root of this, what is the root cause of this creation. Then he finds out Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the root cause of this creation. So, that actually makes him to pursue spiritually. Otherwise, without the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one cannot get the spiritual knowledge that this material world is just external. This so-called happiness that I am getting is just flickering happiness. Tucham, flickering, insignificant. Happiness is there. It's not that there is no happiness. But compared to Paramanandam, this is like tuccha sukham. Yan maitunadi grahameti sukhami tuccham, Bhagavatam says. Sukham is there. Maituna. The greatest pleasure in the material world is by means of the relation between man and woman. So many pleasures there. Eating is also a pleasure. Seeing is pleasure. So many pleasures. The materialist get the highest pleasure in this sense gratification. And that sense gratification is said as tucham, flickering, momentary pleasure, momentary. But the pleasure of Krishna consciousness, anandambudhi vardhanam, ever increasing. Whereas the material pleasure is ever decreasing. You become older and older, the capacity to enjoy becomes lesser and lesser. Another design criteria. It is designed like that. You can't do. You can do artificial means of enhancing your potency to enjoy, but naturally he will lose it at one point of time. How long he can go? Artificially can't go too long. So that is actually the nature of this material world. So Lord Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita how it is very, very difficult to overcome this three modes of material nature, this Maya. Very strong. Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Krishna is telling, my Maya is very difficult to overcome. If the teacher sets a question paper and tells all the students, I have today set a very difficult question paper. Actually, if the teacher says, I have set an easy question paper, that itself people find difficult. Today, I am going to give a very easy paper. Then you take, ye easy karke bola, itna muskil hai? That kind of teacher says, today I am setting a very difficult question paper, okay? Bas, Hari bol, mama maya duratyaya, very difficult to overcome. The living entity is superior nature. Material world is inferior nature. But living entity is very tiny spark. Material world is unlimited, so you cannot overcome it that easily. Mam yevaye prapadyante mayam yetam taranti. There is no other way than surrendering at the lotus feet of Krishna. There is no shortcut here. No, no, I'll try to find out some manipulation karega, aisa karke. Theek hai, karte raho. You keep remaining here. There is no other way than surrendering under the lotus feet of Krishna to come out of this material world. So here, Narada Muni is explaining to Prachina Barhi, who was actually doing dharmic activity. He was not doing any adharmic activity. He was not doing any sinful activity. He was just doing what is given in Dharma Shastra. Do this yajna, do that one, do this kriya. That is what he was doing. Still it was condemned by Narada Muni. He was doing dharmic activity. Kali Yuga is so degraded. People don't even know what is dharma. Forget about doing dharmic activity. Don't even know what is dharma. So blind, so ignorant. The way the senses are dragging, you just enjoy. Whether sinful or not, what is sinful activity, don't even know. What is good, what is bad, nothing know. Invariably, everybody is indulging in some kind of sinful activity or the other. Ignorance, completely in ignorance. So, if Narada Muni is instructing Prachina Barhi, Are bhai, you are in Maya, what are you doing? So what to speak of the living entities who are suffering in this Kali Yuga? Most difficult situation. Most difficult situation. So, here, Narada Muni's instruction is that you may be actually doing all this dharmic activity. It may be actually in the mode of goodness. By doing this, you may be going to higher planetary system. Still, my dear Prachina Barhi, you are in the material world with golden shackle. What's the big deal, whether iron shackle or golden shackle? You are still there. The real purpose of performing even this dharmic activity is to transcend all the modes. Trividya Vishayo Veda Nishtraigunyo Bhava Arjuna. Prachina Barhi was performing fruitive activities in the mode of goodness. But the real purpose of even doing such kind of dharmic activity is to transcend even mode of goodness. Trigunya Vishayo Veda. The Vedas actually deal with three gunas, three modes. An intelligent person performs the activity to transcend them. Go above. Goodness is not good enough. You have to come to the pure goodness. Visuddha sattva. Suddha sattva. Pure goodness. Suddha sattva. So, the purpose of Vedic literature is to gradually elevate a person. Dharma. By doing dharma, you get artha. By doing artha, you can enjoy. Regulated enjoyment. Kama. By enjoying, not that you stop there. Then you'll have to get liberated also. Moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So even moksha is not sufficient enough. Panchama purushartha is bhakti. Prema pumarto mahan. The love of Godhead is the panchama purushartha. For the Vedic literature, they talk about three modes. They talk about the purushartas, four purushartas. Still, the person has to go in the cycle of birth and death. If really one has to come above, he has to come to the pure goodness, the Suddha Sattva. He has to come to the Panchama Purushartha, the love of Godhead. And this is possible only taking to the process of Krishna consciousness. Without taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, one may be even a very good person like Prachana Varhi. So Narada Muni is heavy. Even to a person who is actually in the mode of goodness, no, this is not sufficient. What are you doing? What are you doing? Just engaging in fruity activity again to be born in the same way? No, come above. So, it is stated that Dharma Swanistita Pumsan Visvakshena Katasya Notpadayat Yatiratim Shrama Evayi Kevalam. Even if one does all the dharmic activity, if those activity does not create an interest in hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, doesn't bring a person towards Krishna consciousness, Shrama Evayi Kevalam, is just waste of time. He has done something, but he is, because of that he may be elevated to a higher planet, enjoy there, come back here, enjoy here, suffer here, go there, going on and on. No solution, no permanent solution. Because of which, one actually has to perform the activity so that he can get out of this material world. Here in the case of Puranjana, we have seen how Puranjana, by remembering his wife at the time of death, he became a woman in the next lifetime. So anything material, if a person has got attachment, either for woman, either for money, this one, that one, so many things, when he remember, he will only remember that. Whatever attachment you have got, that is what you are going to remember. By remembering that, you are born again. So the real purpose is not to be born again and keep suffering. The real purpose is to remember Krishna. Yetavan sankhya yogabhyam sadharma parinishtaya janma labha para pumsam ante narayana smutihi. The real benefit, the real profit of human form of life, whatever you may do, yoga, this one, that one, anything you do, are you remembering Krishna at the time of death or not? No, jao. Ante Narayana Smriti, that is most important. If one can remember Krishna, Narayana at the time of death, then he is transferred to Narayana Lok, Krishna Lok. So that is needed. That is what Narada Muni wants him to do. Not that he remembers this one, that one, and being again born. So here, Prachana Barhi, in spite of hearing about the entire thing, still he was not clear what is that Narada Muni is trying to convey. So Narada Muni further going to explain in this chapter more details of, more clearly what is he expected to do, the transcendental devotional service to Krishna. That is what actually can save a person from the suffering of this material world. Otherwise, one will be bound by the three moors, three ropes in this material world, which is invisible ropes. You can't see that. Hey, where is mode? You don't see. But you are under the control. The invisible ropes that is binding us in this prison house of material existence. So by simply serving the lotus feet of Krishna, one can actually come above these three modes. One can get to the panchama purushartha, by means of which one can achieve success in his life, going back home, back to Godhead. We'll stop here. Is there any questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for such a wonderful and enlightening class. One of the messages which I could get from this class was, if one is in the process of Krishna consciousness, then this obligations towards any Vedic scriptures or even the Vedas is not any binding. And for example, the fruitive activities as mentioned in the Karma Kanda or the, but if you look at Garuda Puran, for example, there are certain references mentioned, especially for the liberated souls, I mean the forefathers, the Shraddha ceremony and all that, and the effects of not performing it, then what are the situations one has to face? So if one is in the process of Krishna consciousness, does he have no obligations even to his forefathers for such kind of ceremonies, because it's part of dharma again? That's my query.
It is like this: the son should take care of parents, and he should at least give them water and a plate of food. If he doesn't give this, he is failing in his duty, and he has to suffer for that. Instead of giving one glass of BMC water, he gives one glass of Radha Rasvari Mahaprasad and another plate of Raj Bhog. Is he failing in his duty or not? Is he failing in his duty? That is mentioned before. I said, if a person doesn't give a glass of water and a plate of food, he is failing in his duty. But he gives one glass of Maha water and one glass of Raj Bhog, one plate of Raj Bhog Mahaprasad. Is he failing in his duty? Or is he doing his duty or not? He's doing his duty? Yes? He's doing it a better way. Right? Deva Rishi Bhutapta Nirnam Pitrunam Nakinkaroyam Nayam Rinicharajan Sarvatmanaya Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukunda Parihritya Kartum. Bhagavatam's verdict is that we have got obligation not only for your forefathers. Even now you are having the obligation of breathing. You have obligation for Vayu. And you are sitting nicely in the sun, and you can sit in the sun and get some D3. You have obligation for sun god. You have got obligation for so many things. Devas, rishis, deva rishi, bhutanam, nirunam, pitrunam. Pitru is only one. What about bhutas? So many things. You are eating cauliflower and sabji. You are obligated to all the plants also. Every single moment we are obligated. Every single moment. Right now you are obligated. How many times you are breathing after I said? It's obligated. These obligations individually it is very difficult to fulfill. That is only one instruction that forefather should be. Because forefather, if they know they are suffering in another planet, at least you do some sra so that they will get something. But if you are giving Mahaprasad by rendering devotional service to Krishna, you are giving Mahaprasad, transcendental benefit. They will get that benefit. So you are giving something better. So it is not neglectful of duty, it is doing something very special. So a person who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness, if he is not fulfilling those duties which are actually meant for karmis, fruitive workers, he is not doing anything less, he is doing something better. So a devotee who is sincerely engaged in Krishna consciousness, because he doesn't have facilities or he doesn't have time to do certain activity, he is absolutely excused by Bhagavatam's statement. Bhagavatam's statements are superior to other Puranas actually. So Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit. So the statements here are like final, nothing that to be compared with other. So if a person is not doing devotional service, then he will get affected. Yevi nahi karega, ovi nahi karega, kya hoga? If you are doing devotional service, then only it is said you are executing. Gato Mukunda Parihritya Kartam. You should be doing devotional service to Mukunda, You cannot do service to Krishna, nor that you can do service to your parent. Tell that, ye mera pas time nahi, jao tum old age home mein raho, main paisa de deta, theek hai. That is failing in the duty. Nahi nahi, mera pas, I'm itna busy hai, markets are fluctuating, how can I think about doing Shraddha and all? Nahi nahi, I cannot do it. That is failing in the duty. That fellow will suffer. A devotee, there is no question of material rules binding him. He is above all these material considerations.
Hare Krishna. Whatever we see in this material world is a reflection of whatever is found in spiritual world.
Yes.
Yeah. So this male-female attraction is only in material world. Unless it is there in spiritual world, how it is there here also?
Krishna is attracted to Radharani or not? Krishna is attracted to Radharani or not? You know? Don't know.
Yes.
Yes? So, Krishna is supreme male, Radharani is supreme female, there is attraction. And here is also attraction. O asali hai, ye nakli hai. That is love, this is lust. That is love. Attraction doesn't mean anything wrong. Attraction is neutral. Attraction in the right way is called love. Their attraction is love. Krishna prem. Radharani is having Krishna prem. Love for Krishna. And that love is attracting Krishna. That is there. Here, the attraction is for sense gratification. Quote unquote, bold, highlighted, bigger font. Even though somebody may say, I love you, actually it is I lust you. If I lust you, if you say that fellow will go away. No, I love you. Oh, yeah, really. Love means without any expectation for oneself, give it to the other person. When you love Krishna, you don't worry about yourself. You just want to serve Krishna. Whatever happens to me, I don't care. I want to serve you, Krishna. That is love. In the material world, even though somebody may say, I love you, actually, he loves the person for his own sense gratification. He sees his self-interest. This is his actually selfishness manifested in the form of that word. So that the person will come near, he can enjoy. So, this is reflection. Nakli. So, how to come out of nakli and be in the asali? That is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. How to transform this lust into love? Possible. If we try.
Prabhu, a mother's love for a child, it may not have any element of lust. Is that not a love?
Mother's love to the child is compared to very close to the, no, the actual love. In the material world, that is the only thing you can bring it closer. And very far away is the love between male and female. Mother's love for the child is like this. Mother does not expect anything. See, this is the design criteria of a woman's body again. The woman's body is very different than man's body. Very differently designed. Huh? Same species, but different design criteria. The mother, when she gets a child, she actually naturally wants to serve the child without expecting anything in return. Not that she is thinking, are are mera bachcha faida ho gaya, accha ho gaya. When I become old, this fellow is going to serve me. Chala chala, doodh piyo. Ye nahi sochte. Even though it may be the fact, maybe this child will grow and he will become a grown-up man and he will take care of the mother, that is fine. Even if this fellow is not going to take care, still the mother will give milk to this child. That is love. Ye to humko dekhne wala nahi. Suppose you see horoscope, right? Janma Kundali. Dekha hai. Oh, this fellow is going to become a thief and he is going to do all nonsense. He is going to be a sinner. The child, the mother will not say, yes, isko check do. ठीक है कोई वो नहीं तो अभी तो मेरे को मेरा देना धर्म है सो शी विल स्टिल लव द चाइल्ड दैट इज वाई इट इज क्लोजर इररेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ वॉट इज गोइंग टू हैपन इररेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ दैट फेलो इज गोइंग टू गिव इट बैक आर नॉट द मदर इनवेरिएबली गिव्स द केयर टू द चाइल्ड दैट इज वाई इट इज क्लोजर शी इज वेर एज द अट्रैक्शन बिटवीन मेल एंड फीमेल एवरी वुमन मेल इज थिंकिंग हाउ कैन आई एंजॉय द वुमन एंड वुमन इज थिंकिंग हाउ कैन आई एंजॉय द मैन इवन दो दे मे नॉट टेल इट ओपनली. This is the material world. That is why even though it is called love, it is because based upon the self-interest, it is lust.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, can I ask
you how many questions more you have anyway?
This last question, Prabhu.
Okay.
This in various purports, this Prabhupada uses the word overly and too much.
See, what is that?
Overly and too much.
Over?
Overly, overly.
Overly.
And too much.
Okay.
Let me tell you context. He says one should not be overly or too much attached to women and all that. So,
थोड़ा चलेगा क्या?
Is he indirectly suggesting that a little bit attachment is okay?
If you are overly attached, you are doomed. If you are lightly attached, there is a scope. So thoda scope to hai, because the attachment is not so strong. It is this overly and light is not a knot. If I put a simple knot, aisa simple knot dal diya, fir khol sakta hai. Isko to knot dal diya, khol sakta hai. So you put always a loose knot. Don't make it too tight. Too tight ho jayega, kaatna padega. So there is no question of loosening it. So lightly attached means one who is situated following the rules and regulations of the scripture, regulative principles. In Krishna consciousness also, marriage is there, husband, wife. Obviously there will be some attraction and some attachment, you know. Thoda thoda theek hai, jyada nahi. Jyada ho jayega na, then you forget Krishna. Why it is problem? The more you are attached, the chances of remembering Krishna is less. So a person who is not too much attached, when he hears the instruction from Bhagavatam, he will be cautious. Oh, achacha, I should not do too much. So by doing so, slowly when he matures in Krishna consciousness, try to understand, maturity of Krishna consciousness comes when your hair become gray also. Sometimes when the hair become gray, people try to make it black, you know. Hey, you know, I'm not getting old, right? It looks very old, right? Put some gray here. This is material tendency. You want to appear to be ignorant, appearing to be young. You may not be young. Gray hair means you grow old. You understand scriptural injunctions. Plus, the nature's gift is that when the body becomes old, the senses become weak. Acha nahi na? When a person grows older and older, the strength of the senses to enjoy become lesser and lesser. Krishna has given wonderful thing, you know. So that when he grows old, anyway he cannot enjoy, then he becomes happy. Are ya, anyway I cannot enjoy, kaun sa bada chiz chhodo isko. Senses become weak, mind becomes strong. If a person is not Krishna conscious, the senses may not be strong enough to enjoy. Mind is thinking of enjoying. Arre arre, sab log enjoy kar rahe hain, main kyun baitha hu idhar? Kam se kam dekhe rahega, dekhte rahega. He takes pleasure in just seeing others enjoy. Prabhupada writes in the purport, a old man, he cannot enjoy himself. He sees others enjoying, he becomes happy. Theek hai, thoda to dekhne ke to mila hai. Not only senses, when it becomes weak, it is okay. The mind has to be trained to think about Krishna. Baja ure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. If the mind is not trained to think about Krishna, the person may be old, his senses are weak, he cannot even enjoy, still his mind is thinking. You want to hear a story chahiye? Once Birbal was asked by Birbal, I want to know, when will a man lose attraction for woman, attraction for sex? And Birbal said, until death. So what are you talking here? Hey, buddha ho gaya, unko kya karna hai, kuch kar nahi sakta hai, to unka kya attraction hai? So it may, maybe old people are exempted. He said, no, my lord, everybody, no, you are mistaken. No, I will tell you after some time. So one day, next day, he called Akbar. My dear lord, chalo, I will take you to some place to answer your yesterday's question. Acha, theek hai? But you bring your youngest daughter also. Youngest daughter kya karna hai? If I say something, you know that something will be there. No, chalo, lekiya. Theek hai? Birbal, Akbar, unka youngest daughter. So Birbal took this person to a house where old man, 90 years old man, is going to die. He is in a deathbed. Ja raha hai. So these three people entered inside. Then Akbar is Samrat, Maharaj, and this old man. If Samrat is coming to your house, he may be at least showing some respect. तो ये सा थ्री पीपल आर देयर आउट ऑफ द टू आर मेन, ठीक है क्या करना है हमको, एंड ईसा थर्ड पर्सन इज ए वुमन. सो अरे थोड़ा इंटरेस्टिंग चीज है अभी. सो ही वॉज लुकिंग एट दिस यंग गर्ल एंड ही वॉज सेटिस्फाइड. मरने के समय पर तो थोड़ा अच्छा चीज मिला है देखने के लिए. And Akbar is saying, "Arey, I am standing here. You are not looking at me. You are looking at my daughter." Birbal was smiling. Dekha na abhi. He is going to die. He has nothing to do with this girl anyway. He cannot enjoy. He cannot do anything. But dekhne se bhi thoda shant lag raha hai. So mind cannot be subdued, and this mind has to be engaged in service of Krishna. That is why Bajau Hure Mana. Mind ko engage karna hai. माइंड को इधर उधर छोड़ जाएगा ना. सेंसेस में भी वीक, वी कैनॉट इवन एंजॉय. माइंड इज स्टिल एंजॉयिंग इन द मेंटल रल. बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है अभी, अच्छा लगते रहेगा, आगे बढ़ेगा और एक जन्म. सो दिस अट्रैक्शन विल बी देयर ऑलवेज. वन हैज टू ट्रेन द माइंड एंड सेंसेस इन सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा बाई डिवोशनल सर्विस, रेगुलेटेड डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो नेचुरली यू विल बिकम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस, सो दैट यू नो यू विल बी अवे फ्रॉम दिस अट्रैक्शन. अदरवाइज he has to suffer. What was your original question? Did I answer your question? What did he ask?
Which first question?
No, last one.
Last one, yeah, yeah.
What did he ask? Overly, yeah, this overly. Is overly actually. You cannot even enjoy, why you think about it? You cannot enjoy, leave it aside. Mere ko ye cheez khane ka nahi hai, chhod do na. Usko hi dekhte rahe ke toh kya karna hai. Suppose somebody says, I am a diabetic, I cannot eat sweet, at least I look at the rasgulla, I am happy. अरे तुमको क्या करना है रसगुल्ला लेकर के, छोड़ो ना. यू कैनॉट ईट, लिव इट असाइड. सो इन दैट वे दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, लिव इट असाइड. व्हेन कृष्णा इज देयर यू लुक एट हिम, यू नो व्हाई आर यू लुकिंग एट समथिंग, इज ही नॉट ब्यूटीफुल? यू वांट टू लुक एट समथिंग ब्यूटीफुल, नो, इज ही नॉट ब्यूटीफुल? लुक एट हिम, बस शांत हो जाएगा, रियल शांत हो जाएगा. वो शांत नहीं. यस प्लीज.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्णा
प्रभु जी. यू जस्ट मेंशनड अ वर्ड नाउ, नेचुरल नेचुरल कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. सो कुड यू प्लीज इन इन अ साइंटिफिक वे कुड यू प्लीज टेल मी द प्रोसेस ऑफ नेचुरल कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस.
आई कैन एक्सप्लेन अ साइंटिफिक वे इफ यू आर अ पीएचडी.
आई एम नॉट.
ओके.
But so, honestly, I just wanted to know about
because you are honest, I will explain you.
Sorry?
Because you are honest, I will explain you.
Because?
Because you want to know honestly, I will explain.
Yeah, I honestly want to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Right? And every living entity is his part and parcel. Amsa. Krishna is the original source, and we are all like tiny spark coming from this fire. Spark, right? So there is here, because the soul is coming from Krishna, he possesses all the qualities of Krishna, exactly like the spark has all the qualities of fire. Theek hai? So we have the quality of Krishna, right? And because of that quality of Krishna we possess, we have a natural relation. Like the fire and the spark, they have a relation. Relation. So this relation is broken when a person comes to this material world. We don't know. Because you don't know, it is not broken really. The son leaves the father and goes roaming here and there. Even though he forgot his father, the relation still exists. But if that relation can be revived, the son can come back to father. So in the same way, the soul has got a natural relation with Krishna, God. And we have forgotten it. And Bhagavad Gita is reminding us, Krishna comes and reminds, hey, wait a minute, you are spirit soul, you are not his body. You are spirit soul. And you are part and parcel of me. And you, your main job here is to remember me. Then if you remember me, you can come back to me. Krishna is telling. So if one performs devotional service, he can actually revive that lost relation with Krishna. Forgotten relation, I can say, to be precise. So it's all the question of how to revive your forgotten relation with Krishna. So the forgetfulness came because we wanted to act independent of Krishna. The son says that, "Arey bhai, ghar mein baithe ga to papa bolta ye karo, wo karo, wo karo. Thik, chot, bhago idhar se. When I go, I can enjoy. Nobody to tell me anything. I'll become a hippie. Koi bolne wala nahi hai. Aise dham maro dham, aise so jao, koi bolne wala nahi hai. Freedom. You think that is freedom? It's suffering actually. What is thought to be in the material world freedom is actually suffering. Because he doesn't get food, he doesn't get anything, a place to sleep, and he is sleeping on the street. He thinks that he has become free. Better than living in the house where father is telling, "Hey, you sleep like that, you cover like that, you wear like that dress, and I will wear the way I want to wear." So such kind of people, if they are told, "Hey, wait a minute, hey, your father is, you are suffering," he goes to somebody, says, "Hey, give me something to eat, you know. Hey, why I will give you something to eat? I am hungry, you know." "Hey, you are begging? You are stupid. Your father is a billionaire, you don't know that? You are begging? Your father can give big plate of chappan bhog? Really? My father is a billionaire? I didn't know that. Oh, really? I will tell you. Why don't you go back?" Then this fellow goes, "Poor guy. Father, I am very sorry, you know, I went." "Oh, yeah, you came back, no problem, come, chalo, aadho kya, baita paila kao." "Huh? I was begging here and there, now I am getting nice place to sit, nice plate of prasad to eat." So, Lord Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita how to revive this forgotten relation with him. By reviving that relation, you can go back to him and enjoy his company. This is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. The whole process of material life is to forget Krishna and act independently. And once you are aware of that, then you give away your independent mentality and start depending on Krishna. It's a question of whether you depend on Krishna or independent of Krishna. We are independent means you are away from Krishna. You want to depend on Krishna? Son should depend on father, not independent of father. So in that way, if the living entity performs devotional service, he develops the attitude of depending on Krishna. The 100% when he depends on Krishna, he is pure devotee. Then he can go back to Godhead, and then he can enjoy the company of the Lord from where he has come out. So this is the way the spirit source connection to Krishna can be established. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaura Premanande.